let's go now to Oak Norton, our man in Alpine School District, the one
our citizen
taken,
soldier,
taken on investigations math, taken on the failed civics education, and taken on now something else that has happened to bring diplomas in Alpine School District to a screeching halt. Welcome to the show, Oak.
Thanks for having me on.
So what on earth is happening down there? Kids are losing scholarships. They're not able to get into the college of their choice because of bogus diplomas?
Is that right? That can't be right, Oak. That can't be right.
Well, I can't say that I know all the details on this particular issue. It was in the press yesterday. The Daily Herald picked up the story. Evidently, about 4,000 students have had their college applications rejected or in some way. There's some scholarships on the line that may be lost. I'm not 100% sure of all the details, but what the press reported yesterday after talking with Alpine School District was that this new software they had purchased miscalculated GPAs for about 4,000 seniors. They're saying that it only really affected a little under 300 of them, but it was enough that the Board of Regents and universities were telling Alpine, hey, we're not taking any more of your students, and you got to get this straightened out right away. And Alpine's claiming that everybody's working with them, and they're going to get this all under control. I just think that it was probably investigations math graduates that built the software.
Well, they're close, right? They're within one standard deviation.
Right.
Statistically. So, you know, that's good enough, isn't it?
Well, one standard deviation is the largest percentage of deviation you can have, so that's probably completely correct.
You know, Oak, let me ask you this. Is this for students who are graduating in 11 and looking to enroll in the fall of 2011, or are these current students who had graduated last year who might find their acceptance or their scholarships in college right now at in jeopardy?
I think that's the case, that these are students who are in college right now that are in jeopardy of losing their scholarships and their enrollments. I'm not 100% sure on this. I don't know a ton of details on this. It just kind of broke yesterday. I'm sure more is going to be coming out. I know the district said they would have more details on their website. My information as well is that they actually knew this was a problem a long time ago and have done nothing about it until things kind of erupted this week. And so I don't know all the details on this. We'll be watching it and be sure to let you know, as more information comes out. The district's had a couple other problems this week. One of them, during the election cycle, the spokesman for the district, Rhonda Bromley, had typed up a lengthy letter and sent out to people that were calling in saying, hey, what's this Save ASD website for Save Alpine School District? Anytime somebody brought that up, she'd shoot them over a copy of her letter, which was basically just railing on us for exposing things at the district. It was a 5-page letter, okay? If you were to print it out, 5 pages where she railed on us for just totally misrepresenting the district, and yet not one time did she point out a single specific point from our website about something that we'd got wrong. And so this email was going out to everyone. Right after the election, she sent Susie Schnell and myself a copy of the letter, since we're the ones most visible on the website, and said, hey, I just thought I'd send this to you so you know what I've been sending out to people, just in a spirit of fairness or whatever. And we looked at it, and Rhonda kind of wanted a response, and so Susie typed up a wonderful response. We've posted it at saveasd.com, and Rhonda had both copies of this letter in her possession, and about a week later, she sent out her letter to all the employees in the Alpine School District, thousands of them, and she also sent it to government officials all over Utah County, clear up to the state. I saw Mark Shurtleff got a copy. So she sent this letter out far and wide. She got it published in the Daily Herald. And this week, this is a couple weeks, I guess, after her letter went out, an anonymous teacher in the district sent an email to all the districts saying, you know, Rhonda's right. We should not just listen to what our critics are saying. We should do our own research, just like she says. And I've been reading what's out on this Save ASD site, and I find a lot of it compelling. I encourage all of you to go out and read these few articles and make up your own mind and not just believe what the district's telling you. And that got one of the biggest reactions out of the district I've ever seen. They were livid that some teacher had done this, had contradicted.
You mean a teacher had said that she had found information on your website to be accurate?
Essentially, yes.
And that's wrong?
Absolutely, from their perspective. And Superintendent Henshaw shot out an email right after this got through all of their spam filtering, and we have published his letter and this teacher's letter. We got a copy of it. We've published both of them out at SaveASD.com. The response from the district is just priceless. I just want to read part of this to you. This is the first paragraph from Superintendent Henshaw's response. He said, "This morning a mass email was sent through our system from Happy Teacher 76. The email was from an anonymous person who claims to be a teacher in the district. In working with technology, it appears to be an email from someone outside of the district who is not a teacher and who went to great lengths to protect his or her identity. While there are times when anonymity may be appropriate,
yeah,
this is not one of those times."
Hmm.
Yeah, we know for sure they are not a teacher, but we also don't know who they are because they work very hard to conceal their identity. How do you know both? I mean, you either know who they are and know for a fact they are not a teacher, or someone who worries about the kind of reaction you just saw from the superintendent is protecting their job. Let me just ask you this, Oak, and this is a rhetorical question. There's no right or wrong answer. Imagine that you have a GPA and you've applied to an institution of higher learning that is quite competitive, and based on your GPA, not only were you accepted, but that other students who may have been just under in terms of their GPA had been rejected for admission.
Yeah.
How do you put that genie back in the bottle? I mean, if you have a school district who can't calculate the GPA,
or if you were denied that scholarship because the Alpine school district
is
screwing it up.
Imagine if your admittance or your scholarship was denied because someone had outperformed you, but in reality they did not outperform you. You have a school district that erroneously gave them an inflated GPA.
Lives were affected by the school district's huge mistake. And do you believe for 1 minute that there is going to be any consequence for the people who are responsible for that mistake? Here they've affected people's lives.
They'll find a scapegoat and fire that person, probably somebody in the technology department, and then the administrators who are in charge of putting that program in will walk away scot-free.
You know, Oak, you're an extraordinary person. You have taken an incredible amount of personal time. This is not your day job, but you have seen systemic problems inside of a school district that has been ignored, has been excused away, that has been swept under the rug, and you have continued to try and educate the constituency of Alpine School District and, frankly, just Utahns of the kind of mindset that exists in that school district. And you've been ridiculed, you've been disparaged, you've been marginalized or attempted to be marginalized. And yet, without your participation, stories emerge that I think prove your case. I mean, just to vindicate you. I mean, it's got to feel good. I mean, it's not a good situation, but it's got to at least bring you some relief that the press is picking up on some of the things that you've been pointing out for some time.
Well, you know, I feel horrible for the parents whose kids are involved in this. It is absolutely disheartening and probably earth-shattering to these kids who, you know, they've got a scholarship or they're at college, and then all of a sudden they get a letter, "I'm sorry, you're going to lose your scholarship. Your grade transcript was calculated incorrectly." I mean, I can't imagine what's going through their minds. But on the other side of it, you know, for years we've been pointing out, I mean, the University of UVU has a remedial math department because we've embraced this progressive education system in the state. You know, we've turned ourselves over to constructivism, and we've got seniors graduating with straight A's, you know, in Alpine who can't do the times tables. And I got an email from somebody a couple weeks ago whose child was in a, I think it was at Lone Peak High School, and their child was going in for a little help with math from the teacher, and there was somebody working on their times tables right there at the same time with this teacher. It's just tragic, the things that have happened. And it all stems from, this is just mind-blowing. We've also got this article at SaveASD.com. Our tax dollars in Utah have been, for the past several years, funding a globalist agenda through John Goodlatte's organizations.
Will you remind the listeners who John Goodlatte is? I mean, I know that he rolls off the tongue of those who've heard this before, but for those who might not know who this gentleman is, what's he been up to?
John Goodlatte is a national education figure. Charlotte Iserbeit, who was in Reagan's Department of Education, calls him the nation's premier change agent. And he's all about bringing socialism into the classroom. And so he's in favor of constructivist math because it focuses on group work, just like socialism. It focuses on the process instead of results. And so he's in favor of constructivist math because it falls into, essentially, it's like socialist math. Let's not teach the kids these rigorous things. Let's just let them feel good about it and work together and, you know, come together and sing Kumbaya later. What's happened in the past 25 years, the CITES group, C-I-T-E-S, which is like Center for the Instruction of Teachers, I always forget the end, educational schooling something, it's this facility at BYU that is part of the public school partnership that Goodlatte set up back in 1983 when he came here, and he got BYU's McKay School of Education to join his National Network for Educational Renewal, the NNER. What's that?
Go figure that BYU's College of Education would be the one to adopt this.
It's stunning.
Yeah,
it is absolutely stunning that they would partner with a guy who's an atheist, humanist, socialist to adopt his positives out of his educational plan and think that they could walk away from all the negatives.
I think that David O. McKay, for whom the school is named, must be turning in his grave to know what is being done under his name, the school that carries his name. But by the way, let me just tell you something that happened to me. Oh, we're out of time.
That's what I'm trying to say. How you got to look at me here. Oak, we got 30 seconds left before we're on our hard break at the top of the hour.
Mention one thing. If you go to saveasd.com, you'll see that on John Goodlatte's NNER homepage, they are promoting social justice being taught in the classrooms. They're having a seminar for teachers to do it. They also have the gay agenda, an expert panel from this year to push that into the classroom.
Give us your website real quick, 10 seconds.
Save AS.